Well, we're getting closer and closer to April 6. Thank God. Something to watch on TV on Sunday nights other than The Walking Blah.
When this is Midnight with Robert Shaw, I am Kyle.
I'm Richard.
And we're talking about Game of Thrones.
Yes, season four coming soon.
So if you haven't read the books, don't listen to this podcast. If you have read the books, listen anyway, but there'll be some spoilers ahead.
Maybe, maybe
Maybe,
not. I
maybe.
don't know.
I feel like with you, Richard, we're pretty much guaranteed some spoilers. So,
Jon Snow doesn't get stabbed until book five. Oh, wait.
oh wait, whoops, whoops. Well, that could happen this season. There are some stuff from book five in this book, although I do doubt it. I think there'll probably be a little bit of a break, but.
No, because, yeah, I think the ninth episode is going to be the wildling attack on Castle Black.
Yeah, and I would expect his stabbingness to probably happen next season, episode 9.
No, it'll happen. Yeah, it'll happen next season, sure.
Yeah.
Because it looks like they're incorporating book five events with Daenerys, because shit, she don't got much to do in the rest of book three. Because book three, she basically does what she does in season three. She frees that shitty town of slaves,
Right.
and then she's like called the mother, and then you don't hear back from her until book five.
And of course, it's some lovely white person freeing all the dark-skinned people from wherever their
Well,
bondage.
duh. Brad Pitt freed 12 Years a Slave, remember? And he was Canadian. So is Daenerys Targaryen Canadian now?
Well, she has a
She's
very
from
Canadian attitude,
Ontario.
so
She's from Ontario Uro
she
or
probably offers
Westeros.
universal health care too to all our peeps.
Yes. Daenerycare. Though it's really tough
Well,
to get on that website of hers. She just does not know how to do it.
considering they don't have the internet, yeah, it probably would be tough to get on the old website.
Yes. Well, the internet over there is like visions given to you by a shaman warlock or some shit. And you can get a really good internet connection with those dragons. Those dragons are basically the best for magicians in the whole realm.
I guess this is why they wanted them, what, in season two? They wanted to get
Well,
those.
yeah, because that's what basically dragons have magical elements connected to them, so that's why all the magic is back in the world, because the dragons are reborn, which is exciting.
And you mentioned that you'd seen, and it is a good catch, that the what was it? The dragon is going to eat that boy in this upcoming season, which is from
Well, I don't know. It
book
looked like a
five.
boy. Five, yeah. Now, there's a scene in the trailers where the dragon, the big dragon, the one that's uncontrollable,
Is that
is like
Dragoon or
Dragon or yeah,
Dragon?
whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's flying and he comes over the horizon of a hill with like this
Yeah.
shepherd, cowering in fear.
Of course, of
So,
course.
and I think he's about to blow him away and eat him.
Yeah. Now
Because
I wouldn't mind seeing some book five stuff just to keep the narrative moving.
yeah.
You're running out of it, and I think by the time you get to Crows, you're going to be well out of reach of any kind of interesting narrative.
Well, I mean, the recent news story was that David Benioff and the other guy, what's his name? D.B. Weiss? They met with Lord Fat Fuck, Dirty Beard, Pervert Man. Though I don't know. It sounds like I'm so disrespectful to the man, but I'm not. It's just a goofy show. Come on now. But really, look at him. But he said that he gave him the whole ending to to his book series, so they know what happens, and they're going to try to incorporate it into the series. And wrap it up by like season 7 or 8.
No, yeah, you gotta go that way because that train is gonna pass him up in no time.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to just relinquish the reins a little bit to get the show done.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had plenty of time to finish these things, so he's got no one to blame but himself.
Right. Enough of your side projects, dude.
Yeah, I mean, lose that, was it Wild Cards?
Yeah.
Book or whatever? Dump that. Dump that stuff. You know, stay at home, lock right. yourself away. You gotta finish these books. Come on. Come on, buddy.
Yeah, get it over with, honey.
All right. God damn it, honey. Some great airtime here. What else to discuss about these trailers? Anything you're looking forward to in this upcoming season, or?
Oh yeah, the Sand Viper, or the Red Viper. What's his name?
I think Martell. It's the Red Viper. Yeah.
Red Viper. Yeah. He's gonna be a cool character, I think.
How do you like the casting just based on the trailers? What do you think about that so far?
He looks like what I kind of imagine him looking like, because he's got that sort of exotic look to him.
Yeah, for me, he seems a little bit smaller than I would have pictured him, but it's about as good a representation as I think you could hope for.
Yeah, I agree. He looks pretty good, and I can't wait for the Tyrion stuff. That, I think, is going to... I really hope he chokes out Shay. You know, I hope that really...
Yeah, she still hasn't gotten that like necklace. Was that something...
Shay really loves him in the show? Because there's...
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm curious if they're going to get into that this season and kind of toy with the idea that she's sleeping with Tywin Lannister.
Now, was it Tywin or Tyrion who gave her that necklace?
I can't remember. I feel like it's Tywin's necklace.
Okay.
I feel like it's Tywin wears it, and then she's wearing it like naked in bed, which really sort of just
sets off Tyrion.
Yeah, and it's just he chokes the shit out of the bitch. He chokes a bitch like Wayne Brady.
And I'm going to bring up a bit that I saw, which I thought was kind of interesting that could happen. Is I'm predicting that. Joffrey's crossbow with the crossbow that Tyrion uses to kill Tywin.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good one. That would be cool. And do you think it's given to him by, what's his name, the bald dude? Varys?
It could be.
Because doesn't Varys take him to that spot?
He guides him there, and he's like, well, here's the way out. And also, the other way happens to be to a secret way to Tywin's bedroom.
Yeah, to the Hand's quarters.
And he's like, oh.
For your revenge.
Oh, interesting.
Lannister pays his debts.
But I thought the crossbow he had found up in his room. I didn't think that he was given it by anyone.
No, yeah, but I'm just saying in the show, that's how it'll probably go down.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He'll give it to Tyrion as sort of a gift. He'll be like, here, little master, I have one little thing for you.
And now here's a question, too, because they've kept... what's his name? The guy from the Iron Islands. I can't think of his name.
Oh, Greyjoy?
Little bitch. Yeah, they've kept him around. Whereas
Theon.
Theon. When in the books, he disappears for a good chunk. I mean, he's not around at all. So my question...
Oh, he's not around until... Book 5, right?
Yeah, he disappears completely from book 4.
Yeah, he's not in book 4 or book 3.
Right, yeah. He's MIA.
He's totally gone, yeah.
So my question would be, because they do like to keep some of these mainstays around, sort of shoehorning them in a little bit, do you think we'll see more of Varys going forward after this season, or do you think he will disappear?
Ooh, you know, I don't know, because without Peter Baelish, there really isn't a foil for him to play off of. So
right.
I think he'll be more a behind-the-scenes character. So, I mean, he might be off the show for a while. This might be his last season predominantly featured.
Yeah, because he doesn't really show up until the end of Book 5, right?
Well, they say he's the guy in Book 4 at the beginning, the prologue, which is like, I guess, a jump in time.
Oh, potentially.
From book
in
four, or was it
theory.
book five? Because
Yeah,
remember, there's a
maybe,
scene
sort
where
of, kind
they
of.
go to Braavos and he has a key. Yeah, I don't know. I don't. That's still a mystery because we don't have the next
Right,
book
yeah.
out, so nobody really knows anything yet. The only person that knows is that
Because
big
some
fat
asshole wouldn't finish it.
pervert. God damn.
Yeah, he's never finishing these things.
Fuck.
But yeah, I am curious though, because they do have a tendency to keep people around when in the books they
They're long
disappear.
gone,
Yeah.
yeah.
So I'll
Well,
be interested to know.
I'm going to be curious to see the Sasha Greyjoy storyline, how that's going to progress.
Sasha Greyjoy?
Yeah, it's his sister. You know how, like,
Oh, right, because
she,
they
I mean,
renamed her. What was her
yeah,
name?
they renamed her. Or I think it was Yara.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Or whatever. Oh, yeah, it's Yara in the show, Sasha in the books, or something like that. I can't remember.
You're somewhere in the right area.
I
But
think so. I can't
anyway.
remember.
But
It's been
yeah,
a while
because
since I
she's
read them.
going in a bit of a different direction from the books, as I recall. Because she
Yeah,
doesn't
no,
go after
she's
him at
going after
all. She just leaves him
Theon.
there.
So I don't know what's going to happen there. Yeah, she's kicking ass on the shore. Like, she's taking over a bunch of castles and shit.
Yeah, and eventually she has to do a retreat, but that isn't until much later. And that's when she's
Yeah.
captured and runs into him and all this bullshit. So yeah, I'll be interested because they're really diverting with her a lot.
Yes, they are.
And again, I think it's another example of them trying to keep certain characters around, which is a tendency that I'm finding they're really incorporating pretty heavily as they go forward. They hate to
Right.
lose people. And they're sticking around hardcore.
Or they'll just kill him off willy-nilly, like Roz.
I didn't mind that. I'm not a sadist, but I did think that was a pretty beautiful shot of her dead with those arrows.
Right, but it's just like she was a no nothing character in the books, and then they make her a huge part of the series, and then all of a sudden they kill her off. She's out of the show. Always thought it was kind
I
of an
don't
abrupt
miss
end
her
to
at
Roz.
all.
She just kind of shows up and then she's done. No, I mean, I agree, I don't miss her, but it was pretty abrupt, her death.
Oh, it was. I think some people were really shook up about it, though, which I thought was kind of interesting that
Well,
she became such a great character for them.
they were sad because they'll never have to see her perfect breasts again.
Well, they have True Detective to watch because she has some nice boobs on that show.
But True Detectives is over.
But they can still watch her boobs. I don't know.
That's true.
Isn't
Boobs live
she
on forever.
on another show too, that girl?
No. Oh, I don't know. I have no idea who
Oh,
that
okay.
was. She
That's
just had
fine.
the best body I've ever seen.
I thought she was on that Showtime show, the whatever.
Californication?
No, the
Masters of Sex?
what's that show? The Banshee or whatever?
That's Cinemax.
Whatever it is, I don't know. It's fine.
No, the girl that was on Banshee is Beth. That was the one that Woody
Okay.
Harrelson bones later in the series. She wasn't that girl that he bangs in the first two episodes.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Richard. Thank
That
you.
was a different character,
Okay, I
yeah.
appreciate. Okay, thank you for the clarification. Okay.
Yes.
But back to Game of Thrones. Back to that.
Game of Banshee, yes.
So now you've seen the first. I can't remember all the descriptions, but you've seen the first four episodes, sort of synopsis. And you said it doesn't look like the wedding is or in those four episodes, right?
No, it's looking like the Purple Wedding will be probably episode 5. I'm gonna guess they're gonna put that in the middle of the season, and it makes more sense to put it there.
Okay, because yeah, I was thinking it would be a little bit sooner.
Well,
Just.
no, because I mean, shit, you'll have. I mean, hell, how long can you stretch the Peter Dinklage storyline? I mean, you could probably take a break with one episode and then have three episodes after that to wrap it up. So I think the Purple Wedding will definitely be episode 5.
Fine. I just want to see more or less. Actually, I just want to get to Joffrey's death as soon as possible. I don't want to wait.
Hope they really make it grotesque. I hope he suffers so badly.
I would love that. More blood, more guts. Just
Yeah,
puke a
he just
lot.
choking, yeah, ch puking blood. horrible amounts of, like, almost Sam Raimi style Evil Dead amount of bloodletting.
So, like, David Paymer getting all that blood on him and whatever.
Yes.
That was a great bit. I still love that bit.
Yes.
Goes on forever.
That's funny shit.
Yeah, but it seems like they're going to prolong that a little bit, which I'm kind of surprised by. But it does
Right.
make sense because you're right. I mean, I can't imagine Tyrion being in jail for a 7 or 6 episodes. That's a long time to sit around and wait. Even though I think
Right. No, for sure.
in jail it will still be his show because he gets a lot of great material to work with, I think.
Right, yeah.
So I'm pretty excited about that. And will we see more of the Brotherhood of Thought Banners, do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think they'll be a part of it, but how much of a part, I don't know. I feel like they might be done for a while until the end of the season with the reveal of Catelyn Stark, hopefully.
Right, yeah.
Spoiler alert, she's coming back, hopefully.
You know, I mean, it doesn't look like they're gonna have cold hands, but they better bring her back. I just can't imagine.
That pisses me off.
I'm just not seeing anything for him, so I just find it hard to believe that he's gonna be around.
Yeah, I don't see it either. I just, 'cause he would have been out there already when season 3, right? When they find Sam and Gilly.
They could have waited. No, because they have to get beyond the wall before they meet Cold Hands.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Didn't they have the season 3 though, where Gilly and Sam come into contact with Bran?
Yeah, but that's in that castle on the other side of the wall when they make it, and then they like show them how to get to,
Castle Black.
like, no, it was just like because there's that entrance that they use to get through.
Okay.
And then they take them there and they're like, goodbye. And then they like
Okay.
go in. So I
Okay.
imagine if it's gonna happen, it still could happen, but I'm just not really seeing it because they haven't announced a single actor for that.
Yeah, right.
And I get it's not really what you'd call a speaking role, but still, they haven't said anything, so
Yeah.
I'm not really counting on it. I think there was one trailer that featured a like an other or whatever that looked like a little different. People were speculating it could be him, but I don't really buy it. I don't know if you remember
Right.
that episode, that trailer at all, but there's been about 1,000
No.
of them. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, isn't Neil Marshall directing episode 9 this season again?
He's doing one of them. Yeah, you can be
Yeah.
right, though. I forget the exact number, but he is doing one.
Well, I
Yeah.
'cause 9 is always the big one, is always the big
Right,
event episode.
yeah.
So, I'm assuming he's coming back for the big Castle Black battle when Stannis comes and saves the day.
Yeah. That should be interesting. I hope that leads to some good banter between him and Jon Snow.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun. That'll be fun to watch for sure. And I think it'll be really cool because what's going to be the death toll? Should we get into the deaths of season 4? Or let
Sure, you have
people
to remind me,
watch the
everyone's gonna
show and
die.
enjoy
I
it
forget.
and not have it be ruined by me?
No, I mean, because this should air right around then, because this week I'm gonna put up that other one finally. Then next week will be just a tip our hats what we're gonna be putting up here. Get excited. We've got another Friday the
Hey,
13th.
excited.
Then the week after that will be this one, so. So yeah, no, this will hit right around the right time, so we'll be in good shape. But
Fantastic.
yeah, go through whoever dies. Feel free. We're on a
No,
roll.
I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it.
All right.
I can't. I'm not that big of an asshole.
Oh well, you no, of course not. No, you've
Well, I
got.
mean, I'm not that much of a prick.
That sounds better. Yeah. All
How
right.
about that?
Yeah. All right. So the first episode, Two Swords, then the Lion and the Rose. Breaker of Chains and Oath Keeper. So you've got a lot coming up. So
Yeah. Well, Oathkeeper is the sword, right? And then the Valyrian steel. They take Ned Stark's sword and make
Right,
it two
yeah.
swords. And Jaime gives one to Brienne to go find Arya. Yeah.
Is it only Arya, or is she finding Sansa too? I thought it was both of them.
It might be both of them, but I think, I don't know, because doesn't she just, when does she escape? That was another question I had, because I can't remember.
Which
when
one?
Sansa goes to the Elry with Peter Baelish, because he sneaks her out. I wonder if they're going to do that storyline where it's the, who's the knight, the kind of shitty knight saves her.
Well, they featured
Peter
him.
Baelish shoots his ass.
They featured him in episode one, season two.
Right, yes. Yeah. So I wonder if they're going to bring him back. Because they do that with this show. They have, like, weird, you know, characters that show up in one episode and then disappear for two seasons and come back for...
And then they recast them as someone else later.
Yeah,
and...
pretty much, yeah.
They do a great job with that.
So it'll be someone else. It'll be Jeff Goldblum. It'll be that
fine.
Character.
That's fine. He's wearing sunglasses and a leather jacket.
I can't... I can't be in the new Jurassic Park movie. Yes, because the director feels that I'm not relevant enough to be in that movie, which is fine by me. I'm in the Grand Budapest Hotel, Wes Anderson.
That's actually really good.
Yes, yeah, a chaos theory. Yes, very good. You know, it's there's not a much of a difference between Jeff Goldblum and Floyd the Barber from Andy Griffith. It's very similar. Just the voice is deeper for Jeff Goldblum. It's like, Floyd the Barber here. Oh, Andy, that's a fine haircut. Oh, Barney, what's going on in Mount Pilar? Oh, yes, see, that's Floyd.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All the guest stars we have on this show.
So many.
So many.
I don't know why. I don't know how more people don't listen to the show. What's the deal? They just can't take the star power.
Evidently.
We have like 50,000 watts of star power.
It's so real.
Yes.
So real.
It is so real. I'm here in the room. I'm sitting across from Kyle here. And yes, I'm drinking a coffee. And I dropped the coffee. And that's chaos. Chaos. There's coffee grinds everywhere. I'm not gonna pick them up because they went in different places. Did you see Reigns? Did you remember that show Reigns? Remember that TV show I had where I was a detective and I did see an episode.
Yeah.
I thought it was a very good show. I was very good in it. I thought it was very good.
I liked it. It wasn't memorable, but I did see it. Yeah. Yeah. I saw it.
I don't know. Yes. Very good. Very good.
So now. Episode 2, do you think, because it says
Attack
here,
of the Clones.
No. But it says Joffrey and Margaery host a breakfast. Because I'm almost thinking that's like a hint that that's actually really the wedding, but they're just not saying it?
No, it can't be. No way. That's a
it
red
is written by.
I think it's probably a breakfast for the Martells.
Because it is written by George R. R. Martin.
And you see the sort of tension. Yeah, I don't think it'd be that soon. There's no way.
But it's an odd episode for him to write then. It just seems kind of like a throwaway episode. I mean,
well, that's where you're wrong.
It's fine, but it's a little odd.
Well, to be fair, the Bear and the Maiden Fair episode last season was kind of a throwaway episode. Nothing big happened in that episode.
That's a good point. That's a good point, yeah.
So I don't... I think Martin's just like, oh, you know, I'll do anything to help the show and not write my other books that need to be out there for the people. Oh, just, that's very quiet. That's fair. Do you write? Do you write a lot, George? I'm curious. When you write, do you write in the nude? Because I find nude anything very relaxing. I have a great body. I work out all the time. I'm 57 years old. You couldn't tell. I look like a 25-year-old statue. That's Jeff Goldblum talking.
Okay. And what do you think about this? Episode 4, it says...
A New Hope.
Right, yes. Danny balances justice and mercy. Now, do you think that could be she discovers Jorah's... the real truth behind what he was up to earlier
Ooh.
In episode 1?
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah.
And then she bans him, and then he'll basically disappear until next season.
Well, they'll find things for him to do, like stagger around drunk and, I don't know. Look for stuff.
Look for
It'll be good.
stuff.
It'll be good.
I'm looking for things, Khaleesi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's looking for
Oh,
a
that's right,
career.
because that general's going to be another actor again this year too.
Who is it?
Yeah, the guy that was a cell swordsman in the last season, and he's
Oh,
the pretty
right.
boy with
Yeah, I
long
can't think of his
hair.
name.
And then this
It's
season,
like
he's someone. He's
starts with a
another actor
D.
because the other guy quit, or something
Yeah,
happened.
yeah, yeah. So he's gone.
Yeah, Dario. Yeah,
And
he's
that
gone. He's
sounds right.
another
Yeah,
actor.
yeah.
So I just think that they do that all the time. It's pretty funny. You're right.
And then, and what do you think the chances are that they find a three-eyed raven early?
Well, I don't know. There's still a lot to go on that storyline. They didn't cover none of it. There's a lot of shit Bran has to go through.
I'd agree. I'm just curious what they mean when they say they find a shelter. Like, what is that? Because there was the one shelter they find at some
You know
point.
what? What if it's the shelter of Cold Hands and that introduces Cold Hands?
I would love that because Cold Hands is the one character I really want to see. Because they didn't have that fat guy who hangs out with whatever his name is, the Daenerys's
Oh
dude
right,
got
the
fucking
he's like the gladiator, the pit
yeah,
fighter,
right, yeah,
the bald guy.
right.
Quathos or whatever. It's something with a Q, isn't it? It's like Quarrow or
Yeah, like something that, like a bowl or something
Quoro.
or something like that.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool. But then again, it's early yet, so maybe
Well,
that'll happen next season. He'll be a character that shows up. I don't know.
they can still bring him in, but so far Martin has said he's not showing up, so.
Oh, is that what Martin said?
Yeah, he said it's not gonna be
Oh.
around.
He's not going to be in the movie on the show.
Well, admittedly, he doesn't do a lot. He has that fight early. He makes a lot of good jokes, and then he eats those bugs or whatever
Right. Well,
later.
he's sort of he's the guy that alludes to them trying to assassinate Daenerys.
He's a pretty badass, though. I
So
like
they
his
kind of
character.
need him, but I guess anybody can eat that shit, so it's fine.
Because
Yeah, he was fun.
one thing I like about him is
I don't
that.
know. So far.
One thing I liked about his character, though, was that he didn't have an agenda, whereas so many people around her have these, I don't know, these things that they're after. These
Yeah.
are like real goals that have nothing to do with her. They're very
Right.
selfish, but she's a per he's actually a guy that's just sort of, he's just there to do his job, and he's happy to do it.
Yeah.
And as long as he gets to be a badass, then he doesn't really care.
Right.
Which is it's just a very unusual character for those books. Everyone has an angle.
Well, and he's bald, like
Right, yeah.
everybody in those books.
Yes. Oh, and what do you think? Do you think I mean I wouldn't expect to see them really at all, but do you think there's any chance we might see those guys who try to woo Daenerys? I forget what they're called. Those guys from like Dorne or whatever.
All right. If that happens, which I kind of hope not, because they were so worthless th in the book. They were kind of a
Yeah.
pointless storyline. I don't know. I wasn't the biggest fan of that plot point when I read it. It was pretty, especially since they die anyway. The
Well,
frog kid.
but don't they the other two later meet Tyrion and they decide to help him?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to remember. It's been a while since I've read it.
Because that was right at the very end of the books too.
Yeah, you might be right. I wouldn't doubt it. That would make sense. But then again, it's like, oh God, like how would they end this season with Daenerys? Like you said, she's at the she'll be at the dock.
No, that's
She'll be
something
at
in
the ship.
Arya. I don't know what would happen with
Oh,
Daenerys.
Arya, okay. Well, no, because they always end the show on Daenerys. Every season ends with her like
It can't
doing
be her this
something.
season though, just because nothing would top Catelyn at the very end. That wouldn't,
No,
you
that would
couldn't
be
top that.
awesome.
Yeah.
No, I would love to see Lady Stoneheart show up, and
Yeah.
it's Catelyn Stark, naked as a jaybird.
Yeah,
Finally, get to see her nude.
was disappointed. I mean, I read the books, and there was that bit at the beginning where she like reads the letter naked, and I was
Right,
like,
yes.
oh yeah, I can't wait for this part in the show. And then it's like, nope, she's dressed. And I was like, oh, damn it.
But then again, you realize that she probably looks like a cigarette.
I am fine with
Because
that.
I feel like
Oh,
she
fine with
smokes.
that.
That voice of a smoker is so deep and so dark. I mean, she has been. Woo! She took the Matthew McConaughey train from True Detective smoking. Like, that's how much she smokes.
Yeah, I mean, she's had a few. She's had a few. I don't know what they smoke in Westeros, but she's had a few of those in her day. Yeah, but I don't know. Well, how would you
Oh
end?
yeah, she's.
Because yeah, how would you end Daenerys's season?
Well, that's why I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think. Maybe, because she takes over the city in book five, and the problem
Right.
is she's still playing the political game. So she's trying to. Like, they want to marry. She's basically going to marry the prince of the city to make peace. Because what's happening is they're killing slaves and her guards unsullied left and right. There's like an underground army attacking, or an underground group of assassins that like the slave owners have hired.
Yeah, the
I want to figure.
Sons of the Harpy, I think is what
Right.
it's called. Yeah.
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 But
Go ahead. You're on a
I'm
roll. You're
they
on a
could get
roll.
into that maybe. Well, no, that's it. I mean, that's all I can think of. Like, I don't, because in the books you forget the 13 are still alive. On the
Right.
show, they're all
You.
dead. The
Yeah.
warlocks killed them with the big black dude from Ender's Game and Jack Ryan, the new recruit movie.
Yeah, everyone saw that movie. That was a big hit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know what they're gonna do, because like that was a lot of storyline from book five revolves around the Council of 13, like coming up the river or whatever to attack her, because they have all these ships. They're huge. They have a huge navy. And they're gonna attack her, and she has that to worry about. And then also she has another. There's another army that's like encamped around the city, waiting to fight her. And they're basically starving her out, basically. So I guess that would be season five. Maybe they'll get into that in season five. And so season four, she takes over the city, and she's basically on the throne of that city. That's probably what's gonna happen.
Yeah, because it looks early that they're going to attack the city. So you've got that. It looks like Jorah is going to be outed. So he'll get dumped. And then she'll decide to rule. But I just don't see that being a very exciting ending. Like,
Yeah, I don't
yeah,
know.
hey, I'm going to stay here and rule. Like,
Right.
it's kind of a downer. Even reading the books, I think you'd already told me by that point, but even reading the books, you're sort of like, oh wait, so she's not leaving to go to
Right.
Westeros? It's like,
Yeah.
boy. It's kind of a down anticlimactic ending. So I
Right.
just don't feel like that's where you'd want to stop.
No.
So I'm not really. Because I think later it gets better when she flies off with the dragon and she runs into the to the call. That's a pretty exciting ending, but
But that
this
won't be until next season.
right, yeah, I mean that's definitely a season ender right there.
Yeah.
But nothing really stands out as like this is where you can end the show for her.
Well, then again, it'll end like that, and maybe we'll have a tag like they did in season two with the White Walkers. It'll be Lady Stoneheart, and if they do it that way, I'd be very happy. If season four ends with them hanging a, the Bannermen without, or Brothers Without Banners hanging a fray with Lady Stone. That'd be awesome, and I hope they do it. And I feel like they will, because so far, so good on the show.
Yeah, I just can't see them ending with Danny, because the only Danny ending that would work would be meeting the call, and that's way too quick.
No, yeah, that's way too quick.
So, I think you've got... Yeah, I just don't know.
We've cracked the code.
Because, yeah, if you've got a Danny ending every time, that would kind of annoy me this season. But it is very typical, so I'm not really sure where you'd go with it.
And she refuses to do nudity now, so she's not going to get naked anymore.
That just pisses me off.
So that's just rude.
Yeah, I just don't know. Gosh, it's hard. Hard to figure out where it could stop.
Oh, it's not hard anymore.
Because I think a lot of what could happen, I think, is very... I don't want to say not her character, but it doesn't feel very strong. Like, her sticking around, or if she agrees to marry that guy... Like, none of it stands out as
well.
Being
that would
very
all
exciting.
Well, because no, that would go into season five, because in book five, she agrees. Well, she's trying to figure out to marry this guy or not, but politically, she's going to do it. I think she agrees do it, but then he has the set. He tries to poison her, at because they're at the pits. Remember, they're watching a fight, and then one of the dragons comes down and is basically let loose by those three morons from Dorne.
Yeah.
And we'll see, there you go. I guess that means they would have to be incorporated into the show because they're the catalyst for releasing the dragons. So yeah. Let's go to the bar then. I'll be happy with that. Yay.